Republican Party leaders are in San Francisco for their annual summer meeting as the headlines are filled with news of a plunging stock market and corporate scandals. Scott Schaefer of member station KQED reports Republicans are aware they could be blamed for the current problems.
Ask almost anyone at this week's Republican National Committee meeting how they feel about the problems on Wall Street and how they might affect their party's chances in the fall election, and you're likely to hear something like this.
We feel optimistic, I will tell you, long term. We feel that the indicators are there, that this economy is turning around. Consumer confidence seems strong still, so we're pleased about that. But we do hope that, that this is a wake-up call for the corporate community.
Missouri's Ann Wagner is co-chair of the RNC. She and her colleagues have some reason to feel chipper. Despite a plunging stock market and weeks of revelations about corporate misconduct, many voters still have faith in President George W. Bush. A New York Times poll this week found that a resounding 70% of Americans approve of the job he's doing. But in recent days, Democrats have amplified their criticism of the president and Vice President Cheney, whose own corporate dealings before taking office are facing intense scrutiny. The RNC's Ann Wagner calls the Democrats' tactics, quote, reprehensible.
Their strategy of politicizing and fear-mongering and demagoguing on issues, whether it's Social Security or corporate issues that are out there right now, will fail. The American people will see through it, and frankly, I don't think they have the stomach for it.
Yet beyond the public bravado, there are signs here that many Republicans are worried. Lynn Wendell of Oklahoma's state Republican Party says the current economic turbulence is lending a tone of caution to his party's candidates.
I hate to admit a Democrat was right, but Tip O'Neill was right. All politics are local, and the issues in congressional elections are almost always driven by what's going on within that state. Now, if you have a large corporation within that state that has had to lay off a number of employees, of course it's going to be a big issue.
Wendell says the current political climate has Republican candidates and their consultants worrying whether another shoe will drop.
Of course it makes you concerned, because anytime the public is uneasy, it's easy for them to dart off in one direction or another, and it makes it so hard to plan a campaign.
Historically, the party that occupies the White House loses seats in midterm elections. With a slim 6-vote margin in the House and a 1-seat deficit in the Senate, Republicans don't have a wide margin of error. And, says Maryland State Party Chair Michael Steele, Republicans may be especially vulnerable to issues of corporate malfeasance because the GOP has worked so closely with business.
To the extent that we've had this sort of relationship over the years where we have always supported the entrepreneurial engine in business, it could, you know, in the minds of some people say, well, that relationship is a little too cozy.
Steele and his colleagues are hoping that the stock market will improve and corporate controversies will diminish between now in November. In the meantime, they'll spend part of this week's conference devising strategies for making lemonade out of lemons.
There's some things you can control in life, and there are other things you can't. We cannot control the economy, no more than we can control the weather. What we have to do is be able to adapt to it and be smart about it.
And that may mean figuring out a way to blame Democrats for the mess, or better yet, changing the subject altogether. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer in San Francisco.